It's that time of year where young folks and college students gear up to start another school year. For the lifelong learner in all of us, this is Carl Erickson, Event and Community Outreach Coordinator at the Bookworm Bookstore, coming to you with Back to School Season Reads. For Arts Today, here are some of our recent nonfiction favorites. Cuban-American archaeologist Roger Dooley wasn't looking for the San Jose, but an accidental discovery in the dusty stacks of a Spanish archive led him to the story of a lifetime, the tale of a great 18th century treasure ship loaded with riches from the New World and destined for Spain. In Neptune's Fortune by Julian Sancton, we learn that ship, the San Jose, met a darker fate. It was drawn into a pitched battle with British ships of war off the coast of Cartagena, and when the smoke cleared, the San Jose and its bounty had disappeared into the ocean. And we learn about Roger Dooley, an unlikely candidate to find the San Jose, one that started in Seville, Spain in July 1984. A thrilling adventure taking readers from great naval battles on the high seas to the sun-soaked shores that nurtured history's most notorious treasure hunters, the archives that held the secret keys to a lost fortune on the ocean floor. That's Neptune's Fortune by Julian Sancton. In the early morning of November 29, 2019, a surveillance camera at the headquarters of MI6, Britain's spy agency, captured video of a young man pacing back and forth on a high balcony on the bank of the River Thames. At 2:24 a.m., he jumped into the river. So begins Patrick Radden Keefe's recent release, London Falling. Days later, two officers relayed the dreadful news of their son's death to Rochelle and Matthew Brettler. In their unbearable grief, they struggled to understand what had happened to their son. Only after his death did they learn that he had adopted a fictitious alter ego, Zach Ismailov, son of a Russian oligarch and heir to a great fortune. Under this guise, Zach had become entangled with a slippery London businessman and a murderous gangster. As the Brettlers set about investigating their son's death, they were pulled into a different and more dangerous London than the one they had ever known, and came to believe that something much more nefarious than a suicide had claimed Zach's life. The mesmerizing investigation plays out in London Falling by Patrick Radden Keefe. 17-year-old Theo Baker, author of How to Rule the World, showed up for freshman year at Stanford University as a tech-obsessed coder. It seemed like paradise, but soon Baker discovered a culture that embraced corner-cutting with few safeguards to catch bad behavior. Stanford, he realized, was less a school than a business. The product? Students. Especially those special few identified as the next trillion-dollar startup founders. At the helm of this business was Mark Tessier Levine, but when Baker joined the student newspaper and started poking around the Stanford president's record, he discovered never-reported allegations of research misconduct in studies published across two decades bearing Tessier Levine's name. This is the incredible journey of a reluctant teenage reporter who uncovered a story that shook the scientific world, as well as an inside view of what students are learning from those who already rule the world. That's Theo Baker's How to Rule the World. More information about these books and more, as well as upcoming author events for kids and adults alike, is available in person at The Bookworm. This has been Carl Erickson from The Bookworm with Arts Today for KVNO.